You would have heard by now that Cape Talk is part of a very special campaign to save water at schools. We've joined hands with ShopRite Checkers, with Pragma and other organizations, including Stellenbosch University, to install special water monitoring devices called the Dropula at schools. This device is designed by Professor Tinus Boysen, a lecturer at Stellenbosch University. It monitors water usage and flow. It's a smart meter that attaches to the municipal meters that supply the school. The information is disseminated and sent to the teachers, headmasters and the children for them to see their consumption levels. Hector Peterson Secondary School in Wallisdean, for example, managed to save 52,000 rand a month with the use of the Dropula. The school will also have access to a dashboard which alerts them to sudden changes or problem with water usage or flow. Once there's an alert, a maintenance team is dispatched to the site or school or business to pinpoint that fault. And that is where our next guest comes in. Adrian Skiers is the Group CEO of Pragma, and he's joining us now to talk about the role his company is playing in combating a devastating drought. Adriana, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
Well, do then share with us how Pragma is doing its part in obviously trying to make sure that we survive this drought as much as possible and hopefully get more rains in the next winter, but also get the various other sort of access to land water and seawater into the system by hopefully March next year.
Our contribution, via the schools project is, I think, fairly simple, but also very significant. The way that we get involved is to make sure that the water infrastructure at schools and also, the other places, but, we're now focusing this morning on the schools, that we maintain and make sure that that infrastructure works. As you've mentioned in the article, the amount of money that's been saved, it's all about working systems, working toilet systems, working irrigation systems, and then also valves opening and closing. We found at the Peterson School that there was about 16, 17 toilets that was just running the whole day. So just by repairing those toilets and making sure that the toilet shut off when the water is when the little tank is full, then you start saving water.
And obviously the system that you've put in place allows the heads of school or the facilities managers, if you are in an office, for example, to better monitor what is happening within your system.
Yeah, so first of all, we get all the information via the cloud. That's disseminated by the unit that's measuring the flow of the water. So we see instances of water usage, and we'll see when there's a pipe burst or something, you'll see there's a sudden increase in water and an alert will come up. Or, we can now start benchmarking day by day, minute by minute, if there's, a problem in the water usage. And what then happens, the whole process is that the headmaster can call us. We'll call the headmaster to ask him to say, come and have a look at the alert that we picked up. Or, if he picks something up, he can phone us and say, listen, please send a maintenance team out and for them to come and check an infrastructure problem at my school. And this is the way that we help people to not waste water and conserve water over that for the coming years. And this is not for now, but this is really putting the emphasis on proper infrastructure and maintenance of infrastructure and not wasting water for the years to come. Yeah.
52,000 rand a month for the Hector Peterson Secondary School in Wallisdean, that is a considerable saving, not only in kiloliters of water that have been saved, but more importantly, in rands and cents that the school then can redirect to another aspect of schooling.
Absolutely. And, the headmaster of Hector Peterson on the show last week said that now he can start buying computers. He can even, pay teachers to more teachers in the school. So from that point of view, the saving on water is the one aspect, but also just saving of money that's been spent and that's been billed and that's been paid that was absolutely unnecessary. If you just think about it, over the weekends, they were consuming 37 kiloliters per day during the weekend, today, they don't consume 1 liter over the weekend. So, you know, we've just managed to start monitoring and also shut the valves down. And I think in the future, you want to be in a situation where you don't even need to shut the valves down, but that you know that the whole infrastructure is of such a nature that we can save that water and save the money. The other thing, you know, that also came up is the education of the kids. You know, they now know they need to conserve water, how to drink water. I mean, one of the examples that the headmaster quoted was that, you know, the kids were drinking water using their hands and wasting a lot of water. What he's now doing is he's giving them a little cup down. And I think in the future, you want to be in a situation where you don't even need to shut the valves down, but that you know that the whole infrastructure is of such a nature that we can save that water and save the money. The other thing, you know, that also came up is the education of the kids. You know, they now know they need to conserve water, how to drink water. I mean, one of the examples that the headmaster quoted was that, you know, the kids were drinking water using their hands and wasting a lot of water. What he's now doing is he's giving them a little cup, and they just put enough water in the cup for them to drink. They drink it out of the cup, and from that point of view, they also start saving water.
It absolutely makes sense that every single school, certainly in, not only in Cape Town in the province, but I imagine the entire country should have a similar system. And we cannot share all the details right now. Do listen in to Kino Kamis on Monday morning, who will then be able to spell out the smart water meter challenge that we're doing in partnership with yourselves, as well as Shopra Checkers and other organizations as well. Adrian, I imagine it is the most sensible thing to do for Pragma to be part of this challenge that we're announcing on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, for us, because we also want to make sure that we can, you know, take this initiative to other places, to other organizations. First of all, organizations donating money to help us to get to more schools, because currently, you know, ShopRite is sponsoring the first 100 schools. From a repair point of view, we're sponsoring our labor to make sure that we manage the maintenance thereof. But there's about 1,600 schools in the Western Cape. We want to make sure that we get to all those schools. And then the challenge will be to also go to large industries and large organizations, because in those large organizations, if you just think about the amount of you know, toilet flushes, the amount of water being used, and I'm sure there's many factories and many places where you're still wasting water due to leakages, due to infrastructure that is not properly maintained.
We're certainly going to invite listeners to go to pragmaworld.net. That's pragmaworld.net to find out more about the systems that you and your organization offer. Thank you very much, Adrian Skiers, Group CEO of Pragma. And a reminder to tune in on Monday morning to Kino Kamis on The Breakfast Show right here on Cape Talk to find out more about the Smart Water Meter Challenge and how you can be involved. 100 schools will, in the short while, have these smart water meter systems installed, saving them, as they did Hector Peterson Secondary School, thousands of rands, and more importantly, kiloliters of water that could have been wasted. This is a challenge we are doing in partnership with ShopRite Checkers, the University of Stellenbosch, as well as Pragma and Bridgeyard. And you can go to capetalk.co.za to read up about it. Pragmaworld.net is the website address should you consider installing a similar system, perhaps at your place of work or even your home.